Conservative activist returns to Baltimore for second trash cleanup. By Amy Furr on September 10, 2019. A conservative activist and several volunteers picked up trash for the second time this year on Monday in Baltimore, Maryland. Scott Pressler, a Trump supporter and grassroots activist, said his efforts are not about pointing fingers but are meant to help average Americans clean up their beloved city. This is not about President Trump. This is not about being anti-Representative Cummings. This is about we see a problem, and these are our American people. These are our brothers and sisters, he told CBS Baltimore. The group picked up 7 tons of trash during the event Monday, and Pressler said in a video posted to Twitter that he and his fellow volunteers will be back again in October. Volunteer Joe Glassman said he drove 90 minutes from Sterling, Virginia, just to be at the event. It's people cooperating to solve problems, and if I have to take a day off to prove that point, then I'm okay with that, he noted. On August 5, Pressler and 170 volunteers from around the country and the state of Maryland picked up 12 tons of trash. However, the Baltimore Sun editorial board criticized their efforts, going so far as to say the cleanup was a good photo op, but does little to address the real problems. In an article written by Pressler for The Sun on August 28, the young conservative wrote that upon his return to Baltimore, he and the other volunteers would like to cordially invite the Baltimore Sun to join our efforts and help pick up trash. However, Pressler tweeted Tuesday that he did not see anyone from the news outlet at the event. Thanks to every person who volunteered in Baltimore. I invited the Baltimore Sun to help, but didn't see anyone. They were very quick to judge us. We kept our promise to come back. Louise Brogdon, an 81-year-old West Baltimore resident who has lived in the neighborhood for 38 years, said she and her neighbors are glad to have all the help they can get. I don't care who's cleaning up as long as they help me clean. Ain't no politician ain't got nothing to do with it, she told reporters.